Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good evening. Welcome, everyone, to Motivational Monday. I am so stoked to have you here with me this evening. I'm excited. I am Tawana Haywood Bay of Haywood Bay International, Building Your Business Premium Mastermind Coaching Programs. Feel free to call me Coach Tawana. People who know me well call me T, but I think Coach Tawana is a whole lot better. I am thrilled, absolutely excited to spend some time with you on this Monday evening talking about something that I believe is essential to winning in life. As a mother, as an entrepreneur, a business owner, just going about life every day, there's one thing I know that gets me up and keeps me going. And I would have to say that you probably can relate to this. It is being motivated. It is understanding and recognizing that you have a purpose in life and there is a why. And I hope together we will all grow and get better at staying motivated in our lives, whether we have a business or not. And that's what this Blog Talk Radio is all about. I am blown away, I have to tell you. You're going to get to know me really well on these Mondays. I have to tell you, though, I am blown away that I'm actually doing this. I have never done anything like this before. I have been invited to speak on friends and business owners and roundtables, their blog, talk radio, their podcast. But to do this myself is, I'm pinching myself right now. And so before we go any further and I get into what we're going to talk about on this Motivational Monday, I want to begin by just saying and expressing my extreme gratitude to the Apostle Johnny Floyd, who is the business CEO of North American HRMS LLC. He's the reason I'm doing this. He motivated me. He inspired me. He gave me a vision. We were having a conversation. We were laughing. I was telling him, I don't even remember what the conversation was. All I know is that somehow, some way, with your vision and your idea, I'm on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so here we are. So thank you so much, Apostle Johnny Floyd. Thank you for your vision. Thank you for being a trusted advisor. I appreciate you, and I cannot even go any further without letting everybody know that they're hearing my voice tonight and will be hearing me on Mondays because of you, because of your vision, and because you talking with me. We talk about business a lot. I think you feel like people should hear some of the things I have to say, and I appreciate that vision and that faith. You are good people, and that's why we are great friends, and I appreciate you so much. So, but I want to share just a little bit about me. I recently moved from Texas, Dallas, Texas, to the Atlanta area. And I have to tell you, I don't know about you, but as a woman of faith, I mentioned earlier, I'm a mother. I have four sons. I've seen a lot. I've been married. I'm divorced. I've spent over a decade working and serving as an ordained minister in a full-time ministry. So I have to forewarn you, if you're joining me on Motivational Monday, if you're not a believer, that's cool, because this is not going to be a service, a denomination or anything like that. But you will definitely hear my faith. You will hear what motivates me. You will hear what keeps me going, what keeps me ticking. And it really is, first of all, the Lord God, and then it is a belief in me. And I believe in divine intervention as a woman of faith. And just even in meeting the Apostle Floyd, who I know is a wise man of God, but then also a successful entrepreneur who's, as I shared a moment ago, who has become a trusted advisor, I've learned that business confidants and relationships, we need those to help us and to be motivated and to keep going in what we do in our lives. And that's really what this show is about. I know that for many people, one of the things that I do as a coach, I talk a lot. I'm always coaching. I'm always consulting. I have a professional women's praying network on Facebook with over 1,000 women all over the world. And women are reaching out to me. They're inboxing me. They texting me. So I'm talking a lot. I'm coaching a lot. Sometimes I'm praying. And one of the things that I realize is that I'm constantly being called higher in my own vision for what I'm known to be. And that's a passionate human being for people. I believe in people. And I'm in the people business, working in human resources in corporate America for over 20 years, and now an entrepreneur. And I'm going to share a little bit more about that in a moment. I have come to realize and learn that my purpose in life, because of my passion, is to encourage others, empower others, and educate others. Encourage, empower, and educate. That's what I do. That's who I am. And this Motivational Monday, this very first episode, really is an introduction to me. You getting to know me. And if you're here tonight or you come back and you listen to the replay, I just want you to know that I appreciate you spending this time with me and wanting to get to know me. Obviously, you want to be motivated. You've seen that topic and something inside you said, I want to be motivated. Let me hear what this episode is going to be about. So let me listen. And so I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for participating, and just know that I want to know you better. I want to hear from you. If you have questions, definitely dial in. I'm going to be trying to figure this thing out as we go along together and accepting your phone calls. If you dial in to ask a question, or feel free to visit my website at Heyward Bay International. That's HEYWARDBEY International, where you get to know a little bit more about me. But Motivational Mondays, well, you might be thinking and asking yourself, why Motivational Mondays? If you are a business owner like myself, and this is an entrepreneur channel, if you will, this Blog Talk Radio, Mondays are not always the best of days. It's the first day of the week after Sunday. You know, you have to come into Monday with everything that happened the week prior, the things that you completed, the things that you didn't complete, that list of maybe vendors or relationships that you have to call back, those bill collectors. Monday, you're always faced with either finishing what you didn't finish or starting again. And that's not always easy. I was thinking about this, and I asked my sister, I said, do you have a dictionary around here? And she says to me, Tawana, you're going to have to Google dictionary.com because we don't have an actual dictionary anymore. And I had to laugh because I realized, well, my age is showing because I'm still used to actually looking at a dictionary. But I did look up this word on dictionary.com, motivation. And dictionary.com states that motivation is defined as the state or condition of being motivated or having a strong reason to act or accomplish something. So in our lives, whether you are an entrepreneur or not, every day you get up, you have to have a strong reason to get up and get going to accomplish something that has to be done on that day, right? Whether that's going to work or whether that is taking care of your child or taking care of an elderly parent or just running your business. But something inside you has to drive you and motivate you to get you going, because many times on a Monday, it's difficult to get going. And this show is going to be about helping all of us to get going and to keep going, because you can't quit. It's not over until it's over, like you're 6 feet under. You have to keep going. And I don't know about you, but sometimes, and I've said this, it's difficult to be motivated. It's difficult to get going. I'll give you an example. I woke up knowing that today would be the first day that I would be on the air talking about being motivated, sharing, coaching. And when I woke up this morning, I was fried. Absolutely exhausted. Certainly wasn't feeling very motivated. And I was feeling that way, ladies and gentlemen, because last night I was talking with one of my sons, and it was late. And I told him I was going to share some of this. Because I like to be real. I believe in being real. That's the only way we grow. That's the only way we can help anybody, is telling it like it is. And I was having this conversation with my son, who frankly was not doing well. He was having a meltdown about a lot of things. And as a mother, the mother side of me, not the boss side or the businesswoman, the career-minded individual, the leader who, you know, it was somebody else, I can quickly give you a step-by-step strategy process, what needs to happen, what needs to be done. You should do this. You can do that. How about this? How about that? Did you think about this? Did you think about that? This was my son, and he was hurting. And I'm sure you can relate if someone that you love hits you with something that frankly knock you over off your feet. Just thinking about it got me all tie-tongue here, because I'm still dealing with it with him. But when you love someone and they're hurting and you can't help them at that moment, you can't fix it. The mother in me, I just wanted to save him because he was having a meltdown. And nothing that I said to help him was helping. In fact, I'm not even sure if he heard anything I said or remembers anything I said. I remember trying to conclude the conversation to continue today so we can get together, we can talk some more about it, come up with some things that can help. And it was after midnight. I told him, I said, sweetie, I love you, and Mom, I'm really tired. I've got a long day tomorrow. It's Monday. And if I don't get some rest, I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to function tomorrow. And there was this long pause. And I wasn't going to hang up. I wanted us to be able to hang up. You know, I love you like we always do. I love you. I love you too, Mom. And we'll talk later. But that didn't happen. There was this long moment. And I thought, oh, my goodness. I said, are you there? And he bought something else up. Yeah, but Mom. And he said something else. And it went on for another, I don't know, 30 minutes. So I didn't get to sleep till about 2:30 this morning. Maybe later. I just know I didn't get a lot of rest. And I woke up early this morning. Like clockwork, I was up about 6, and my heart was heavy, extremely heavy. All I could think about was my son. All I can think about was the conversation that we had had, and that the situation was not solved. It was not resolved. It wasn't finished. It just was temporarily put on a shelf. And I knew he still needed me. So my Monday started with me worrying and concerned about him. I certainly didn't want to do any work. But when I looked at my schedule, I knew I had several calls to make. I had clients that I needed to be in touch with. Just like all of us, I had a to-do list. I had things that had to be done. And the mom side of me also knew I need to get back to my son. I need to follow up with him. We need to continue and conclude our conversation with some solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, when you are faced with a Monday, any day of the week, but we're talking about Monday, right off of the weekend, when you're faced with a Monday that discourages you, that challenges you, that hurts you, or there's a setback, there's something that's happening or that has happened that you can't fix or you don't know how to fix it, or you have to have somewhere to go in your mind that is going to gravitate you to the finish line so that you can be successful. I had to push myself. I had to get myself into the growth mindset. The growth mindset that I believe every man, every woman, regardless to what generation you're in, I don't care if you're a silent generation that was born before 1945, to a baby boomer like myself, to the Generation X, millennium, the centennials, I don't care. It doesn't matter what generation you're in, meaning what age you are. I believe that if you find yourself limping into Monday, which is the day to set yourself up for success again and again and again, you have to train yourself to have what is called a growth mindset. You know, that mindset. And this is something that you can Google and you can look at. You know, there's TED Talks out there. There's all kinds of things that are out there. But I have learned in life and in business, you have to train yourself almost like an athlete. I grew up with a dad who is a 7th degree black belt in karate. Me being the oldest, I'm the one that was blessed with all the lessons he was learning as a martial artist. And so I got to witness firsthand what it's like to see an athlete who is driven by passion, a passion to win, to train his body, train his mind for winning, for succeeding, and for doing well. And that was instilled in me as a little girl, and I grew up with that, that I have to train my mind to be strong, because there are going to be times when I can't do it. It's hard to do some things. It's hard to get through a Monday and be motivated on a Monday. And I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but take a look at this sometime. That I'm talking about a growth and a fixed mindset. We have to have it. We have to have it. We have, for an example, the growth mindset says, I can learn to do anything I want. I can do anything I want. Failure is an opportunity to grow. In my case today, as a spiritual woman, as a woman who is a Christian, yes, I'm a businesswoman, but I'm a woman of God first. My mindset was, I will not let
my child not do well. He needs me. He needs me. He's coming to the finish line of some things in his life, and he's at a hump. He's at a crossroads. He needs his parents. He needs me to be strong. This is not the time for me to falter. Here's another example of a growth mindset. Challenges help me grow. My effort and attitude determine my abilities. Here's one that I know sometimes people don't like to say this, but this is the growth mindset, that positive mental attitude. Some would call it the PMA. I like to try new things. I welcome new things. That's that growth mindset. That's the mindset that I had to have today. That's how I'm able to be here with you tonight and share with you, because my day started a little rocky, because my heart was heavy and I was exhausted. Every part of my body, I'm telling you, every part of my body was hurting, aching. As a spiritual-minded person, the growth mindset says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. God got my back. He's with me. He's hearing my prayers. My son's going to be okay. My family's going to be okay. That's that growth mindset. The fixed mindset on a Monday, and again, I'm talking about staying motivated, staying in the game, like those athletes do. Once they hit that mat, it's on. Football, once you get on the field, it's on. You're playing to win. And you're thinking, those football players, they're thinking, we're winning. My team is winning. We're winning today. And I'm going to do my part to win. Quarterback, he's got the ball. Every time he throws, he knows in his mind, this is a touchdown right here. I got this. But if you got that fixed mindset, you're a little shaky. You're unsure. And there's always that uncertainty. I mean, I'm a realist. I know this. You know this. But the fixed mindset will say, I'm either good at it or I'm not. That's a little shaky. When I'm frustrated, I give up. I'm going to stick to what I know. I'm not open to change. I'm not ready to try new things. You might not say it out loud, but you're thinking it. And one thing I've learned, and one thing I know, that your thoughts become things. What you think will happen. So, you know, on the spiritual side, we call that a lack of faith. You know, you have to believe. You can't give in to that fixed mindset. That mindset that says, I don't like to be challenged. I could have had that mindset with my son. This is too hard. I can't help you. You know, sometimes we do that in business. This is too hard. I can't do this. I can't meet this deadline. And we give up out of frustration, maybe out of fear. Maybe we just are afraid.
whatever it is, it can either hurt us or help us. The mind is a powerful thing. If you want to build an abundant life, you want to have a lifestyle that you can be excited about, you can be happy about, you can be proud of. You want to build generational wealth. You want to help people. You have to grow. We have to grow. I have to grow. Because this thing requires growth. A growth mindset affects our performance in life. And we perform all the time, don't we? We perform as spouses. We perform as parents. We perform in our careers. We perform as entrepreneurs. We perform as family members. But how do you approach it? How do you do this thing? This show is about you not being discouraged, about you having some place to come and ask questions, get help, this be a resource for you, a resource that will educate you, because we're going to talk about business things, trust me. I can't even help myself. But this show tonight is an introduction to you getting to know me a little bit better. And I don't know if you noticed it, but I think I'm starting to warm up here to this. I'm feeling what I know, what I live, what I've gone through, who I am. I want you to feel it. I want you, you will know me through this platform, this blog, talk, radio. I want you to be encouraged. You can do it. You can. I want you to be empowered. I want you to have a strategy. I want you to know how you can do it. How this thing can work for you. Because it is possible. And I see that we've got some people calling in, so we're going to go ahead and I want to answer and let some of you share what you are hearing and what you are feeling and ask questions. Let's see if I can, if I hit this button. Hello.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm just listening to you talk, and I'm just really, our sister, you're very anointed, appointed in the line to hold down the platform. And I would never have known that this is like your first show. So, wow, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. I'm so glad you're here. I appreciate you being here. Please come back and join me on Mondays. I'm going to be really sharing things that I've learned, things that God has taught me. I'm going to be real. I'm going to put it out there because my passion and my heart is just to help other people. Life is about so many things, and we go through this life together. It's a journey, you know. It's a journey. Sometimes this journey is a roller coaster, and you know, people who know me know I don't like roller coasters, but sometimes that's what it is. And we hold each other's hand, you know. We hold each other's hand, and we get through it, and we survive. And I believe, you know what? I believe that is the biblical way. That's the godly way. And whether
Amen.
You believe in the universe or you believe in God, but relationships are key. Doing this thing together, motivation, motivating,
well,
inspiring.
I got a question for you, sister.
Encouraging.
I got a question. I got it.
Sure.
Question for you. I'm running for president in 2024. What do you feel the qualities of a president should be? When I was listening to you, you've been paying attention to the world for a very long time. I'm 41 now. I've been in business for over 21 years. I lived in 40 out of 50 states. I got a radio network that goes out to 3 million listeners and 25 AM and FM radio markets. After traveling, here's knocking on doors, I see we lack resources. And not having a public office before, I'm not tainted by being corrupt. All I know is people, just like you. But I know that you're a very mighty and intelligent woman, very anointed and appointed and aligned. What do you feel the president needs to have to really put it down, whole 48 contiguous states and the other two states, Alaska and Hawaii, but slaves by Babylon? But what do you feel the president should have?
Well, I'm going to answer it simple like this. The president obviously needs a lot of things. I think the president needs to have experience, and I think the president also needs to have godly advisors, and they themselves need to be a believer as well. I believe that anybody who is going to be leading others and governing has to have a passion, but they also have to have experience. They need to know what they need to know. And so, I love politics. We can get into politics for a long time here, but so for the sake of time, I'm going to answer some other questions. I appreciate that question, but I think the biggest thing is experience, a passion for the people. You need to know the issues. Got to know the issues. You got to have experience. And then I believe it's important for whoever is in office to have some kind of faith for the sake of the people. So thank you again for your question. Have a great night. We're hopefully you'll join us again, and we're going to move on to the next caller. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? Hello, are you there? Okay, so I can see some people are on hold here, just trying to answer their call. Hello, are you still holding? Okay, so we're back. We got a few more minutes here. Looks like about 21 minutes. So back to this thing on mindset. I'm going to share just a little bit about my journey into entrepreneurship. And again, another Monday experience for me. After having worked in corporate America for about 20 years, showing my age again here, in human resources and technical writing, and then even working in nonprofit in the full-time ministry, I was blessed to have the opportunity to work for Ross Perot. Many of you might know who Ross Perot is. He's a billionaire that ran for president. Interesting. I was just asked that question. I try to stay away from politics sometimes because I can get on a soapbox, and we don't want to do that with a Motivational Monday. But I had the opportunity to work for Ross Perot and Human Resources, and those were some great years. I worked there for 5 years.
I worked in acquisitions and mergers, recruitment. I had a leadership role. I ran the referral program. I did lots of things over a five-year period. And I'll never forget this day. I was working virtual. I was at home. And I got a call. And the call was to share with me with a lot of regret and, you know, Tawana, you know, you're awesome. I know you just got your clock and you just got your plaque for 5 years service, but we're having a big layoff here. 700 across the country. Parole Systems had over 10,000 employees and about 700 in the first wave of layoffs was taking place. And I was being told that I was one of the many in the Texas office in Plano that was being let go. I was getting a pink slip. Now, I had never gotten a pink slip in my life, ever. I'm one of those baby boomers, you know, we're going to stick this thing out to the end. But I would tell you, we have to stay motivated and we have to keep that PMA, that positive mental attitude, because many times what can seem like something that's not good can really be a blessing. It can be the beginning of something incredible for the rest of your life. And that's what that was for me. Now, at that time, I didn't know it. I was scared to death. I was nervous. I was emotional. What am I going to do with myself? What am I going to do with my life? What does this mean? Where am I going to go? What, you know, just a lot of emotion. Some of you might can relate. But you know what? I got my head together. I got my mindset together. After talking with some trusted advisors, and I don't know if y'all noticed, I dropped hints and lessons throughout what I'm talking about. I talked about the Apostle Floyd earlier and being a trusted advisor, someone that I'm bouncing things off and I'm asking questions. That's what I did then. This is something that I learned. This is something we have to learn to do. It's a biblical thing, even, to seek advice from many advisors. So that's what I did. I started asking some questions. I got my mind together. I got positive. I saw it as an opportunity. I started working as a contractor with small businesses, and I recognized I'm growing their business. I'm bidding on contracts. I'm teaching them. I'm coaching them. I could do this. And in 2006, instead of going back into corporate or the private sector, I decided to launch my own business, start my own business. I researched the market. Tip, you're going to launch a business. You want to research the market. Make sure you know what's out there, who your competitor is going to be, what the cost should be for your goods and services. So I researched. I researched human resources and recruitment and staffing because I'm good at that. I'm an expert. I'm going to start a staffing business. I bootstrapped. I knew how much money I was going to need, and no bank would give it to me. So I cashed in some money, about $60,000, to get started. Bootstrapped. And I set things up. I learned some things that would give me leverage, help me build my business quickly. Some things like certifications, minority business enterprise certification, women business enterprise certification. Ooh, there's veteran certifications, and there's all kinds of certifications out here. Huh. Maybe I'll do that for my business. And I did. And that Monday that tore my life into a, I mean, it just tore me apart, hurt me. It was difficult. Turned into the best thing that could have ever happened to me. Kicked me out of the nest, if you will. Kicked me into my purpose. Kicked me into my destiny. Kicked me into what I know today to be the thing that I needed to be doing. Building a business. Growing a business. And you'll hear more about my journey and more about my story and things that I've done. And again, you can go to my website, www.haywardbayinternational.com. You can see some of the customers and clients that I've worked with and what I'm doing now as a coach. But that was the beginning of the rest of my life and really making an impact in people's lives as an encourager, because once I started bidding on contracts, because that's what I was doing, I was leveraging my certifications. Oh, that growth mindset was, I mean, it was moving with me. You couldn't tell me that I couldn't do great things, that I couldn't learn to do anything I wanted to do, because I learned about those certifications. And I won my first $1.2 million contract in the first year of business. Try the first 3 to 4 months. Now, you might be wondering, how did you accomplish that? I'll tell you about that next time. I'll share that story with you. Or you can buy my book, Get Certified. The story is there, too. You can find it on Amazon, iTunes, and Kindle. But it was the beginning of seeing that there was another season for me. This is why we got to stay motivated. This is why we got to stay in the game. This is why we can't quit. This is why you got to keep moving forward. This is why you got to keep growing. Grow you, and then you can grow your business. Grow you, and you can grow your marriage. Grow you, and you can grow your family, your kids. Grow you, and you can grow in the next. You can grow in your community. You can serve in your community. You can run for public office. You can make impact. You can do so much. It requires a positive mental attitude. It requires faith. You believe in something larger than you. That could be the universe. That could be God. Whatever it is you believe, you know, you fill in the blank. And you get to step in. And every time you come around to Monday again, you can look back on all the things that's happened before, just in case you not feeling it. You have a memory. You have something in the past, success, things that have happened before to remind you. To go with the growth mindset. One of the ways that I motivate myself and help myself when I feel physically weak with this thing. I shared that I was tired earlier. How did I get my energy, my mojo for today? I went walking. My sister came in. I said, look, I need some fresh air. I need to get out. I need to walk. I need to exercise. Ladies and gentlemen, you owe yourself an hour, some time for some self-maintenance to keep that mind sharp, to keep that mind positive, to keep that mind focused. That can be reading, that can be writing, that can be yoga, that can be exercise, that can be dancing, that can be meditation, painting. Maybe you just want to listen to an app and hear the rain. If it's not raining. You know, they got apps that do that now. You can listen to the ocean waves, you can listen to the rain, or you could just do what I like to do and just go out and walk and listen to some good music. Whatever it is for you, make a decision to do it. Pour yourself into it. Make it happen. Grow in your mindset. And every Monday, when it rolls around and it comes around again, you're ready. You can do it. I've got a call coming in. Let me try to take this call before we wrap up. Let's see, who is this? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Welcome.
I'm doing excellent. Yes. Excellent. I'm enjoying it. I really do appreciate you doing this. You are definitely doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
you.
You're the one that has the vision. You're the one that has the vision.
This is you. This is your show. They're listening to you. And what I love about it is that they're hearing some things from your perspective, and I think that you are definitely hitting some areas that a lot of people, you know, are just not, they pretty much haven't focused on those. So I'm excited for you. I think some great things are going to come behind this, you know, and this is your story. This is your show. God bless you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate you calling in. God bless. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at 6 minutes. I want to tell you before they shut us off, because I know once we get to the last minute, the show is over. I want you to know that your life, every day we wake up, our life is a new show. And we have to stay in it. You have to be in it to win it. Not just in business, but in life. We all have to make a conscious decision to do whatever it takes to keep our passion, our zeal, our faith, our love, our hope. You know, hope deferred makes the heart sick. That's scriptural, and it's very true. But for us to be motivated, inspired, encouraged, not discouraged. And I'm not talking fluff here. I don't believe in fluff. I don't like fluff any more than anyone else does. Because you still have to I still have to deal with my son. I still have to help him. But I know it's going to be okay. because I'm going to be strong. I'm going to keep this mindset. I believe. And I'm going to transfer my conviction, these convictions, to him as best I can. And I'm going to fight for him. And I'm going to stay motivated. And I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to do the same. I want to encourage you that you can do it. You can do it. It doesn't matter if you're young. I talked about, I mentioned the millennials and the generation Z or centennials, that generation X. It doesn't matter if you're mature. We baby boomers. Doesn't matter how old you are. We have to have a mindset which drives us to being happy, consistent, and positive, because negativity and all of the other stuff that falls under having that fixed mindset, like when I'm frustrated, I'm done. You ever said that before? I'm frustrated. I'm just done with this. Later for this. Forget about this. Or I'm going to stick to what I know. It's working for me. I'm going to have tunnel vision. And we don't say that out loud, but that's what we're thinking. That doesn't work. That leads us down a path of destruction, heartache, failure, setback. Just not necessary. Don't let it happen. Commit yourself to being positive, having a positive mental attitude, staying motivated. Be encouraged. Be inspired. Be encouraged that this show will be an outlet for you. I'm going to get better at this answering calls, I promise. And we're going to talk about a lot of things. I have a lot of ideas, a lot of things I want to share about life, about business, things I want the community, the business community, to know. There's not enough conversation about how to grow a woman-owned business or a minority business or a veteran business. Did I mention that I'm a veteran parent? And when veterans, many times when veterans come home, they reenter back into civilian life, it's difficult. Even with the degree, I have an attitude about that. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a lot of things and how we all together, holding each other's hand, holding each other up, can motivate each other. So when the weekend is over, Saturday, the hype of Saturday and Sunday is over, Monday comes back again. And you will have the tools and the strategies and the know-how to motivate yourself to stay in the game, win the game, not quit, but win the game, because you know what to do. Bless you. God bless you, everyone. It's been awesome being with you. It's been awesome being with you. Thank you so much for being here. This is Coach Tawana. My love, my gratitude to all of you, and we will be back again on next Monday. I look forward to being with you then. Look forward to talking with you, taking your questions, and hearing what you have to say. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. I know we're running out of seconds, so I wanted to make sure everyone knows that I appreciate you being here and taking time out of your schedule and your day
to spend this Motivational Monday with me. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great night and a great week. And we'll see you next time. Bye now.